Americans are breathing easier today and will be breathing less lead tomorrow. And if you're doing research on decentralized water management, WRF wants in. Today is May 2nd, 2008, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, World Leaders in Operational Risk Management Software and Services for Environmental Reporting.
The Water Environment Research Foundation has grants available for your ideas for decentralizing water management. WRF is requesting proposals for research that will provide education, outreach, and training on decentralized stormwater management techniques to critical target audiences. The foundation hopes that the research will supplement existing stormwater management approaches. Other goals include creating more hydrologically functional site designs, providing new tools for urban retrofit, reducing the overall design, construction, and maintenance costs of the stormwater management infrastructure, and helping to address larger watershed scale goals. In a recent press release, WRF said it will provide $112,000 for the development of innovative tools and training to improve decentralized stormwater management techniques. The grants also may be applied to research for the appropriate implementation for stormwater management, improved water quality, energy savings, and other benefits such as aesthetics. Proposals must be received by June 20th. Here's the good news. The air Americans breathe today is cleaner than it was a decade ago. But here's the bad news. According to the same report released this week by the American Lung Association, the trends are stalling. The association's annual report card on air pollution, released Thursday, May 1st, ranks cities most affected by three types of pollution: short-term particulates, year-round particulates, and ozone. Although Los Angeles was still tops for year-round particulates and ozone, for the first time in the 9-year history of the report, a city outside of California, namely Pittsburgh, topped one of the three lists. Steel City scored lowest of the population centers surveyed in short-term particulates. Several cities across the country lost footing and slipped closer to the top of the list of most ozone-polluted cities, including San Diego, Atlanta, Charlotte, and Baltimore-Washington, D.C. metro area. Birmingham, Alabama joined the list for the very first time, ranking it number 22 of the most ozone-polluted cities. However, the five worst cities on the list all saw modest improvements. The association used EPA's 1997 standard for ozone levels, as the new, stricter standard announced last March came too late for the report. Coming up, EPA is responding to a court-ordered review of airborne lead with a proposal for much stricter control standards, after a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
EPA announced on Thursday that it plans to substantially tighten its airborne lead standards for the first time in 30 years. The new standard should be in place by mid-September. The agency is considering a revised standard of 0.10 to 0.30 micrograms of lead per cubic meter of air, and is seeking comment on this and alternative levels within a range of less than 0.10 and up to 0.50 micrograms. Even the high-end figures would be a significant decrease from the existing standard of 1.5 micrograms. EPA also said it wants to increase monitoring near major sources, with additional controls near population centers of 1 million residents or more. As with its recent ozone standards, the agency is considering separate primary and secondary standards. The agency will hold two public hearings on June 12, 2008, one in St. Louis and one in Baltimore. EPA plans to issue a final decision on the lead standard by September 15, 2008. EPA was compelled to review airborne lead within 3 years of a September 2005 court ruling as a result of a lawsuit brought by Missouri environmental organizations. The case is Missouri Coalition for the Environment v. EPA. The government undertook a partial review of airborne lead standards in 1991, but decided the original 1978 standard was sufficient. Since 1990, according to EPA, more than 6,000 studies have examined the effects of lead on health and the environment. Evidence from those studies indicated that lead in the blood can cause harm at much lower levels than previously understood, particularly in children. This is Seth Fisher, now Associate Publisher and Managing Editor of Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management, software, and services for environmental reporting.